Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is from James. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Sometimes one thing is a subset of another thing. And this text talks to us about patience and about perseverance. These two are both a subset of another subject, which is hope. Patience brings us a modicum of hope. Perseverance, the fruit of patience, brings us closer to hope. And hope provides the power and the strength for both patience and perseverance. So the Bible speaks to us about hope in Romans chapter 8. But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait patiently for it. And hope then is the ability God gives to wait patiently when we should not necessarily be patient. It's a little bit like calluses. You know, there are many products on the market that are designed to make sure you have no calluses. Somehow, calluses got a reputation for being ugly. But you know, if you work like raking leaves in the yard and you have no gloves and you have no calluses, you've received the alternate form of calluses, which are blisters. And believe me, I'd much rather have a whole bunch of calluses than any blisters. They hurt. And so calluses are a bit like the perseverance. They're a bit like the scar tissue that comes to show that you've healed. First, we have to look to Jesus to find the power, to find the strength, to have this patience and hope. And where do we look for the most patience and the most hope? We look to the cross. We find there hope so great that it did not have a problem with death or hell, suffering there. It did not have a problem bearing our many sins. Second, we recognize that suffering produces hope in us. Romans 5, 3 through 5 says, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." And so we receive hope through things we don't necessarily like. We get worn down, but we get stronger by the things in life that grate against us, by the difficulties in life that cause us to lean on Jesus. Third, we, as we mature in faith and hope, in patience and perseverance, no longer sweat the small stuff, because it might spoil our joy. I know, it's probably a sin to mention joy during Advent. Please forgive me. It's just a liturgical sin anyway, so it's okay. We know that others have much bigger problems than we do. We gain experience of other people's, and as we do, we find out how luxuriantly we live by comparison. I had a chance to go to Kyrgyzstan and be in Bishkek for 3 weeks, and those people live at a more basic level than we do, although they still live at a very high level by world standards. There are other parts of the world to which my colleagues have traveled, which are much, much more difficult in terms of global standards. But when we look at how other people have to do ministry, at the training they have, at the difficulties they have to face, at the police forces they have as antagonists, at the governments that do not enjoy Christianity, and all kinds of other things they have to put up with, well, maybe we should pause and think about whether we have first world problems. God, through Christ Jesus, can forgive us this, can help us not to be so picky about things that don't matter, can help us so we don't sweat small stuff, but pay attention to Jesus Christ and the great kingdom that he brings for us. This is the kind of repentance I think we need also during Advent. A preparation for the right things, not sweating the small stuff of the little things, I don't know, like shopping, stuff like that. Jesus Christ is the best source for real hope. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen.